You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Walker, oh my goodness. A balk for another run.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yo, Dave Fleming is my guy forever. Forever, Dave Fleming is my guy.
Why? I mean, yes, it's obvious.
No,
we love
not
him.
Because, yeah, but that's because he's a great broadcaster. That's not it. That call right there, that's what I'm talking about. There's two things that you need to be when you work for a team as a broadcaster. One is just the standard, like, I'm a good broadcaster.
Right.
Oh, okay, Dave, you got that.
Yep.
But number two, dude, you speak for the fan, and you can hear in that man's voice the difference between, oh, that didn't go well for your team versus, what in God's name are y'all doing out there?
Can we get that again? Because I want to fully get the context of exactly what you're saying, and you're right, but in the Dave Fleming way.
Walker, oh my goodness. A balk for another run.
Oh my goodness. A balk for another run.
Yeah.
Dave needed to go for a walk after that.
What the balk is going
okay,
on here?
Exactly. Brett Wisely gets picked off third. Dave Fleming said on Saturday?
Yep.
Saturday,
yep.
Right? Dave goes, that can't happen. That's going to be a no from us dog.
Right.
What are you doing?
In where a one-run game,
where,
right?
Where are you going?
If you're up 9-2, then it becomes, kangaroo court, a couple of towel snaps, and you do 10 push-ups, and it's all fine.
Getting picked off third. I don't actually care what the situation is. No. Where are you going? What is it you're... There's one thing.
He's getting a secondary lead.
If you get caught stealing, that is a mistake of aggression. You can take that. A mistake of aggression. When you get picked off third, you're just flat being stupid. Where are you going? What is it you're attempting to make happen? Hey, Brett, you going to steal home? Is that what we're doing here? You're going to throw a fastball and you're just like, I'm gonna fake him out. I'm going to steal. Like, what are you doing?
He's going to coax a throw and maybe the catcher throws it into left field.
Where are you going, dog? Get your butt on the base. Can't happen. Dave Fleming forever. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
DFF, Dave Fleming forever.
No,
you're right, though, about Flem. And the Giants all have great broadcasters who do that because you don't want to rip your employer and rip your team, but you also do need to speak to the fans.
Yes.
And that call right there is a great one. A balk? for another run. Okay. I mean, well, and I don't really understand. And I think Evan did a great job of talking about how Walker goes about pitching with like the crossbody thing. And so I guess when he steps forward to plant his foot, it's even more important because he turns his whole body and then he steps and he throws all the way across. But the last two outings, the last two balks,
yeah,
I don't know if he, something's going on.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, they were guessing.
It looks like he has the yips.
Right. They were guessing on the broadcast, right? It had been raining yesterday. So like, was the footing bad on the mound? Did a spike clip? I don't know.
Yep.
But what Dave said about Wisely is kind of what I feel about this. Like, that can't happen. It can't happen. You do this when the runner at third. I mean, what's happening right now?
Well, so, and you're down 1-0, and you are absolutely like a thirsty person in the desert.
Correct.
You are dying for a drink of water. You are just dying for a run. And you actually have somebody at third base, which I'm told is 90 feet away from scoring what they call a run.
Right.
And you get picked off.
Right.
That's the thing.
So here's what led me down this road to actually pull out a pen and jot down life experiences, negative ones.
I'm into this.
That feel like watching a Giants game. Let me just bring you into the room yesterday.
Okay.
So I had somewhere to be at like, because when did this game start yesterday? What time did that
11,
game start?
11, 10.
11 o'clock,
yeah.
Right? So I had somewhere to be at whatever. I think I was taking my daughter to go buy some shoes or something. And I had told her a certain time.
Like 1 or whatever?
Yeah, whatever okay. It was. This is late in the game. It was after all of the ridiculousness. It was after Walker comes in, and now suddenly you were up 2-1, and now you're down 5-2. And as soon as you go down 5-2, I know you Giants fans. I'm one of you. I'm like, well, that's the end of that. And then what happens? Oh, what happens?
We got base runners.
Here comes another White Sox pitcher to miss the strike zone 47 times in a row and put ducks on the pond.
Yep.
And as soon as they loaded the bases and Ramos is due up, here comes the White Sox skipper to change pitcher.
Will Venable, put some respect on his name.
What up, Will? Dad was a former Giant.
Santa fell high.
Absolutely. So Will Venable comes out to make a pitching change. I look at that as, that's my moment. I got to jump in the shower and rinse off. I still hadn't rinsed from all of the exercise and dog parking that happened earlier in the day. I needed to rinse, Dibs. So I jumped in to the shower, and like a normal guy, don't take too long in there.
Nah.
Hey, a little, you know, soap here, soap there, a little shampoo in the hair. Let's move. Bang. Towel around the waist, get my butt back to my bedroom where the TV is on. And it's a commercial.
Oh, no.
And I know the timing of a baseball game, right? We've watched a million of these. And I'm like, ain't no way that pitcher's still warming up.
No.
That's not good that we're already at commercial. The bases were loaded with one out.
And especially with the three batter minimum, like it couldn't have been
right.
Grand slam, home run, no. And now we're going to take him out.
No,
like there wasn't time for that.
The thought went through my head right away. I'm like, did that young man ground into a double play? So I went to my guy. You know who my guy is. I called upstairs. Hey, Jude, what the hell did Ramos do? Daddy grounded into a double play. Honey, get your clothes on. We're going to the mall. I don't want to watch this anymore. I don't want to watch this anymore. You guys build up so much excitement and then don't deliver so often that my mind started flooding with all the things that happen in life that mimic that experience.
Okay, I had different guesses. So your parallels are excitement built and then a lack of delivery.
We're going to do something good.
Right.
We're going to do something good. We're not going to do something good. We're going to get walked 3 times in a row with nobody out, and then we're going to find a way to not score any runs.
Yeah, hit by pitch, single, Bailey strikes out, and then a walk to Wisely, and they're loaded. They go to a new pitcher. You go in the shower.
That's right. And Elliot Ramos is coming up, reigning all-star and best all-around hitter on the San Francisco Giants.
Yep.
And he's been spraying line drives all over the field all day. Okay, a little bit of optimism there.
Yep.
Hey, guys, I think something's about to happen here.
6-4-3 Yep.
You got any guesses?
Well,
I got wrote down five life experiences. Some of them are general. Some of them are specific.
I was thinking more about general disappointment, so I'll just give you my guesses. I don't think that they're going to be on there. One of them was going to the DMV, where you know you're going to the DMV, and you know you're looking at between 12 minutes and 4.5 hours, and you stare at that board, and your number is D17, and they're calling the G and the B and the L and the P, and they finally call your letter, and it's like, oh, my God, I'm still eight away in my category, the DMV. And the other one I thought was just getting a parking ticket, where you go somewhere, you park, and you feed the meter, the meter's broken, and you're just going to be a couple minutes, and you come back. And actually what happened to me about a month ago is I was sitting in my car, and I didn't know this, but in Oakland they have buses now with cameras. And so I was not parked. I was just chilling in the bus lane, and the bus comes by and takes a picture of my car, and I get a ticket in the mail.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, AI. I don't like that at all.
I got an AI ticket.
AI. Good Lord.
But anyway, those are not the answers on your list, but those are the first things I thought of.
The DMV thing, I'm sort of expecting that to be a screwdriver in the ear upon arrival. So this is more like the, hey, this is going to be great.
Sure.
And then, no, this isn't great. And I try to, like, I try to build these as they go.
Okay.
Like, let's start with a small one. You know the experience when you go get burgers at In-N-Out?
Oh, yeah.
And they jump, they give you that number. You're number 74. Okay. And then you go sit down, and you'll hear them start calling out numbers, but those suckers will jump all over the place. And the In-N-Out I go to, oddly, does not have a drive-thru. So some people will be like, you know, it's jumping around because some people are ordering inside, and some people are ordering outside.
Right.
Not the one I go to. There's no drive-thru. So we're all in the same bucket together. And they'll give you number 74, and then they'll go, okay, number 56, number 56, your order is ready. And you figure there'll be some sort of, like, math to this.
Right.
Right? And then, like, 3 minutes later, they'll be like, number 71. Number 71. Number 71, your order's ready. And you're like, all right, baby, we're getting close. Those burgers are going to be ready. And then they go, number 59. Number 59. And you're like, oh.
What are we doing?
All right, right. I thought
it's
we were
a little
about
like the DMV.
Right. It's a little like the DMV.
Yeah.
That's just a little teeny tiptoe into the experience of watching the Giants. The second one you'll like even better. This one's where I get specific. My bet on the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Yep. Tyrese Halliburton, you all won game six going away. And then Burton, you came out on one in game seven. And Ephraim and I are on the air. And we've got, I mean, there's a handful of cash on the line here.
And you've got 5-1 odds. And you're on the underdog. And they're in game seven. And your guy is on one.
On
and you've got a real chance to do this.
Right. And then his leg exploded.
Yep.
That's what it feels like when the Giants put runners on base. Hey, hey, hey!
When Verlander left with a lead, and then the bullpen, in this analogy, the bullpen would be Tyrese Halliburton's Achilles.
The third one I wrote down is when your flight gets canceled. Now, I actually got this text earlier today. Apparently, I'm supposed to be flying somewhere today. I don't know
today?
Where.
Today?
Yeah, Alaska Airlines texted me this morning at about 8 o'clock and said, your flight has been canceled. We are actively working to find you a new flight.
What is going on here?
Totally.
But if you'd like to now not travel at all, you're entitled to a refund. Now, the thing is, because all of you will be like, oh, well, it's just spam. There's nothing for me to click on. It's just information. Like, yep, your flight's been canceled. It had a flight number. But it didn't ask me, like, oh, click here, dummy.
Right.
Click here,
yeah.
And you can fix your flight. And the next thing you know, it sends all of your bank account information, you know,
overseas,
across the world.
Sure.
No, it's just, hey, your flight's been canceled. And then, like, an hour later, I get a follow-up text. Ha, you may have mistakenly been given a text that canceled your flight. It was a mistake. Don't worry, your flight later today will leave as planned.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to work with Dan Dibley today. I don't know where y'all think I'm flying. So, but anyway, I say that just to bring us back to when your flight is canceled. And the best example I can think of, you know this, was it 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, Christmas?
Yep.
Okay, when remember the Southwest debacle? Like, we did gifts at home and then drove to the Oakland airport and got ready to fly down to my sister's house so that we could be with my whole family
yeah.
and all of our favorite people and have a wonderful dinner and open more gifts and be very festive and all of those things. And Dibs, we never left the Oakland airport.
Right.
Hours and hours and hours on end, we never left the Oakland airport. In the end, we turned around, we drove home, we got up at 5 in the morning the next day and drove to my family's house in Southern California. That is a little bit like watching a Giants game right now.
I mean, base is loaded and you've got Elliot Ramos at the plate. And, you know, you made the mistake. Well, it turned out to not be a mistake, but you jumped in the shower and it was a pretty good at bat. And then it's, you know, 6-4-3, two, a double play. And, you know, and that's just the way that goes. And it's, yeah, adios pelota and two. A double play.
Two.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, love them.
650 says, yeah, next time, Willard, you got to stay stinky. That's your fault grounded into a double play.
Ever since you went to the previous Verlander start and you guaranteed a win on a Tuesday City Connect.
I did.
Like, I'm bringing the family. Oh, we going to get a win tonight.
We're
going
to get a win.
And they've won. Thank you, Grandy. They've won once subsequently.
Yeah, they won once. Yeah. And that was only when I left town.
Right.
I was in Brooks, California when that happened.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
I'm loving this list, though. Like,
okay. I got two more.
Okay.
Okay. Number four, and this is maybe inspired by recent events.
Okay.
When the dealer has a six.
Oh, boy.
And then flips over a face card. Y'all play blackjack, right? Dealer's got a six showing. You've got a 20. I got a king and a queen.
Yep.
I'm going to slide that thing right under my nickel.
Yep.
And I'm like, woo, we're going to win this one.
Well, and your odds to win at that point would probably be about 88 to 90%.
What about when the dealer then flips over a face card to go with their six?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, yeah, they got 16. They have to hit.
And they have to hit. And
you're sitting
got a
20. On the royal couple. You got the royal couple.
There's only two cards in the whole deck that can do anything to you, and one of them is only tie you. A four
yep.
ties you. A five beats you. Anything else, you win.
Yep.
So that moment. That thing that goes through your body when you know you have a 20 and the dealer's got a six and the dealer then flips over a king to go with the six and reaches for the next card.
Yep.
That you almost want to stand up in the chair. Like, I'm about to.
We're going to be championship.
This is a dub, but yeah.
Yep.
We're going to win. Five.
Oh, Schmidt.
Thank you, sir, for...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
For trying, I'll take that coin right here
and
put it in front of me.
The only thing that makes that worse is when the dealer does the faux disappointment for you.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know what, Irv or Jenny, shut up.
I'm sorry.
Shut up. Exactly.
Oh, that's a rough
one. I didn't want to, profile any individual. Irv is a nice, safe, fair play. But
I like Irv. He's got like a handlebar mustache. He grew up in El Dorado.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
64 years old.
He's told you all about how it used to be.
Exactly. Multiple tattoos. And you know what, Irv? Yeah, you really want me to win, don't you? Shut up, Irv, with your fake sympathy. That makes it worse.
What Irv wants is a tip. That's what Irv wants.
Right.
They are rooting for you because they'd like you to give them some more of your money.
Not after that, Irv.
No.
You pull a five on me, Irv. That ain't happening. You pull a five. That might be my favorite one yet.
It's the best one. The last one is really just for effect. Watching a Giants game right now is just like foreplay without closing the deal.
Well.
That's what it is.
And I offered my version during the break.
I've got a racier version too, but it's summer and there might be kids in the car. But that's what watching the Giants offense feels like right now. Those are my life experiences that feel to me the same as sitting down with a drink and some food with your feet up after a long, hard day to watch the Giants hit the baseball. It would be better, quite frankly, if they just sucked. But they don't just suck. They worse than suck. They put people all over the bases and then find new ways to not bring them in every single freaking night.
Yeah. Tantalize and tease. And that last one really brings it home because in that analogy, you can't score and neither can they. And that's really what this is.
Right.
And it's one thing, like I was talking earlier, if Wisely gets picked off in a game where you're up 9-4, it's like, okay, that stupid Wisely, whatever. But you're down 1-0 and you're actually 90 feet away from scoring an actual run and you get picked off. That to me becomes even more frustrating where this team is having such a hard time scoring runs. And the only way they score runs, it seems, is when they pull out the old safety squeeze. And, you know, yesterday, you're up 2-1. Verlander is finally going to get off the schneid. And he pitched well enough.
Fine.
I mean, whatever. He gave up a lot of loud long outs.
Should have just set the outfielders on the warning track and had them wait there.
Didn't matter. The outs are outs, and outs are outs. And he got them. And he left with the lead. And it's like, okay, Giants, this is not pretty, but go ahead and win the series against a bad team and do it 2-1. And then, you know, you got Bakker come in and all the rest of it, and the whole thing comes apart.
I can't believe they went 1-5 last week. That's a joke. You went 1-5 against two baseball teams. I watched all six games, and I've still never heard of any of the players on either of the other teams. I've never heard of any of them. Any of them. You went 1-5 against those two teams.
Winning pitchers in order for the opponents.
You could say anything you want right now, and I'd believe you. Go ahead.
Gibson.
Sure.
Foucher. Simpson.
Foucher. That's
Hauser.
The vaccine
Gilbert.
Guy? Sorry. Go ahead.
Gibson, Foucher, Simpson, Hauser, Gilbert. Those are the five pitchers who got the wins against your beloved Gigantes. Exactly.
I'm a Giants fan.
Well, it's getting harder and harder, Dibs.
Go Dodgers.
What are they up by 7.5 now? Giants down to third?
It doesn't even matter. It's never really mattered where the Dodgers are. It's not about catching the Dodgers. It's about playing good baseball and getting your butt into the tournament. Get into the tournament.
Yep.
That's all you need to do. Stop worrying about the Los Angeles Dodgers. You worry about them in a week and a half when they're here and you try to beat them. That's it. Other than that, I do not care what the Dodgers are doing. Just play good baseball and stop doing, quite frankly, sophomoric things out there on the baseball field constantly. Constantly. Every time you say picked off third, my shoulders go up through my ears. Picked off third?
Right.
That phrase shouldn't even exist. It shouldn't even exist. It makes no sense. Truly, baseball right. people, tell me where someone is going off of third base and what they're trying to achieve with nobody out and Rafael Devers at the plate. What is it you're even attempting to achieve by leaving down the third base line?
You're not going anywhere. And the other one that probably gets you is the phrase out at home. Because during this stretch, you've had a couple runners thrown at home. You had a guy picked off first and a guy picked off third. These are all the little things that you're supposed to be really good at because you're a team that relies on the one-run win.
650 on the text line just wrote, "Shut up, Irv. I know where the best buffet is, and I don't need to know where you think the best steak and eggs are."
Totally.
There you go.
Irv. Do me a favor when you get 16. Pull a 6. Oh, 22. Congrats.
All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.